Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients to over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
If you want to change the fruits, you have to change the roots, right? Because whatever you have in your life right now or don't have in your life is based on the roots that you have in your life. Does that make sense? Yeah. So the first step to change is awareness, because you can't change something unless you know that it exists. I'm gonna give you an example. So my 9-year-old, y'all met my 9-year-old earlier. So him and I was having a conversation, and I was like, man, you know why you keep getting in trouble about the same thing? Because his mom had got on. I'm like, you know why you keep getting in trouble about the same thing? Because when he gets in trouble about it, he will automatically go into defense. Oh, I didn't do that. Such and such did this. And I'm like, do you know why you keep getting in trouble about the same thing? And he was like, nah. I was like, because you haven't acknowledged that what you're doing is wrong. That there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. So because you haven't acknowledged it, you keep doing it and you keep revisiting the same thing. And I was like, what if you just pause for a second and acknowledge that, okay, the reason I keep getting, because your mom ain't waking up and just been like, oh, today I'm just going to raise hell around here. I'm just going to find some stuff to get. No. You're doing something. So what are you doing or not doing that's causing this? Does that make sense? So the same thing as adults, because guess what? The scariest thing is if we're children that operate like that, we become adults that operate like that as well. Y'all know what the most interesting thing is about when I work with the youth entrepreneurs in our Thursday class? Is I tell them, I'm afraid for you all because how y'all make decisions or don't make decisions is how you're going to do when you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. So I tell them, like, hey, look, we've been in here 2 to 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Y'all hearing me, but y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all ain't utilizing the resources. So I'm like, I'm going to tell y'all a secret. If you keep that up, you'll be 40, 50, 60 years old, same situation. Still procrastinate. Still doubt yourself. Still don't implement. Things don't change just because you get older. You just become 40 or 50, 60 years old. Just in this eight-year-old version of yourself. Does it make sense? Are y'all following me? So, I learned this from a mentor, and it was totally spot on. How many of you, your inner 7-year-old is running your business? So, based on a lot of research, it's literally been discovered that when we're born, we're not born with a conscious mind. We're only born with a subconscious mind. And our conscious mind is developed from birth to the age of 7, based on the things that we take in. Does this make sense? So what you watch your relatives do and hear them say is who you become by the age of 7. Your level of what? Exposure. Does this make sense? So that's why I always tell people we got to be very careful of what we say to our kids or around kids if they're very young. Just in general, period, but definitely if they're very young, because they just take it all in. Y'all with me? So what you are at age 7 is who you will grow up to be unless you learn how to break the patterns. And most people don't even know these subliminal tapes that they're actually running and running their lives. And it's impacting the way they show up in their business and even their relationships every single day. Does this make sense? Y'all follow me so far?
Yes.
Perfect. So anybody have a belief that you constantly have to be robbing Peter to pay Paul? Or do you have a belief that as soon as you get paid, your money is gone? Or anybody have a belief that if you get more, that means someone else gets less? All of those beliefs aren't yours. Maybe you got some other versions of those beliefs, but all those beliefs aren't yours. You took them on because you didn't know any better. Money doesn't grow on trees. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. A lot of the beliefs we just went through, a lot of those, depending on how much work you've been doing, a lot of those beliefs came from other individuals who, like, and we just took them willingly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And now you show up today as a 30-plus version of yourself or 20-plus version of yourself, and you're trying to figure out how you just got a new client that paid you in full and the money is already spent. It's because that's your pattern if you haven't figured out how to break it yet. Everybody say yet. So your inner 7-year-old would jack you up and prevent you from getting to your millions and not even realizing it. It's like this invisible force, essentially. Does it make sense?
Yes.
See, some of you already made millions, but you have nothing to show for it because you've been led to believe that materialism is actually more important than actually building wealth. And that's like a community thing, right? Like culture thing, I should say. Because a lot of times in our culture, it's more exciting to look like we're rich than to actually be rich, right? We have a $4,000 pair of jeans on, no money in them, right? It's crazy, but it's a thing. And it goes back to slavery. So it's like in the slavery days, if a slave got a little extra money, they actually go get a hat just so they can stand out amongst the rest of the slaves. Does this make sense? So, thank you, bro. So, it's this book. Y'all ever read the book, The Psychology of Money? So, basically, Buddy said, y'all said Buddy. Like, sometimes it just come out. So, basically, Buddy said, it's easy to find rich mentors because they look rich. He's like, it's harder to find wealthy mentors because they don't look wealthy. Does that make sense? So, we're going to start to break some of those patterns today. We're going to break them when?
Today.
All right, cool. So, let's do this exercise. So, take out a piece of paper. Write down all the beliefs you heard about money growing up. And here's the interesting thing. As you're writing, you'll remember that most of the stuff you heard was before the age of 7. And if you go over in 7-year increments, you actually repeat those patterns. 14, 21, 28, 35, 42. And you can do this every life. This doesn't have to just be about money. Can I give you some examples?
Yes.
All right, cool. So, fellas, how many of you, when you were growing up, you had a dad or a stepdad or an uncle or older brother or older cousin, or maybe that's a big homie in the neighborhood, and you were like 3, 4, or 5 years old, and you were like in kindergarten or something, or pre-K, or maybe first grade, and they were like, how many girlfriends you got up there at the school, boy? And you like, 3? And they're like, told you he was a player. I told you my boy a player. And you get affirmed. High five, boy. And you get affirmed for that. And of course, one thing we lack in our community is affirmation for young black boys. So you get it where you can. So it's like, okay, you affirmed for having multiple girlfriends when you're 4, 5, 6 years old. So now we go in 7-year increments. So now we go 14. Now you 14, middle school, high school, just depending on your progression. Now you still got multiple girlfriends. Depending, you may even have a baby or a baby on the way. Some of you are like, 14? Yes, 100%. That's actually not abnormal, especially now. Then you go 21. Now you got multiple baby mamas because that's where you got your affirmation from growing up, and that created your identity. Then you 28, 35, 42, probably been married a couple times. And this ain't judging nobody. It's just like, we just having a conversation. Does it make sense? Been married a couple times, married now, and still got a little something on the side. It's brothers that are being a great marriage, but be like, look, I always just gotta keep me something on the side just in case. And they don't even realize this is because when their cousin affirmed them for having multiple girlfriends when they were 6 years old. Well, they're just 42 now. And then when they get around their homies in the club and they drinking and they kicking it, now they affirmed by their homies they're hanging around because they all kick it like that. So they're getting affirmation. Does it make sense? Can I give y'all another example?
Yes.
Let's go to the ladies for a second, right? So depending on where you come up from, I've seen this and heard it, where somebody may tell a daughter or their niece or whatever, just grow up and get a man with money. So now, she heard that when she was 6. So now she turns 14. She's 14 and getting picked up from school by 20-year-olds. Or she's a freshman and she dating nothing but seniors. Or you like, dang, she's 15, 16 year old. Why does dude look 30 coming to pick her up from school? Right, this is a real thing. Like I saw it with my own eyes. It's like, well, why dang, she only date older dudes? Because they look like they got money. Right? Because it's like they were told to just get a man with money. Now, at 21 years old, or 18, stripping. Mess with dope boys, multiple baby daddies. This is how this works. This ain't, I ain't talking about nothing that's foreign. Right? I know y'all looking at me like I'm talking foreign, like I'm talking to like Japanese, but like, this is a real thing. But this is the root of it. Does that make sense? I mean, can I give y'all one example? Yeah. How many of y'all like me, and when you were a child, you couldn't eat, I mean, you couldn't drink anything, like you had that Kool-Aid, you know you got that great Kool-Aid? Or that strawberry Kool-Aid, what's your favorite Kool-Aid? Red? Who liked the red? Who liked the purple? Got it. But how many of y'all, you had that Kool-Aid sitting right there when you was eating dinner, but you couldn't drink it until you ate all your food? Perfect. You had to eat all your food first, right? Now, you become an adult, and now you overeat. Because even when you're full, you're programmed to eat all the food on your plate, even if you're full. Because you were programmed that way when you were six. This is how it works. How many of y'all are like, Does it make sense? I mean, I'm speaking from personal experience. So I don't know if it's two or three of y'all that can relate, but is this making sense? Yes. Perfect. So this is why. This is the root of it. So you're like, you're not even hungry. But you're like, I got to finish my food first. But the biggest thing that's holding you back from the millions you know you're supposed to create is the way you see money, and you don't even realize it.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.